The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your home." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay them four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a story that I wanted to share with everybody, but I have to ask the forgiveness of any of the school kids who are present here today. They oftentimes have to hear my stories twice. I preach them every Friday. And actually, there was one time, one of the school moms shared with me that she had her 6 or 7 year old daughter sitting next to her at a Sunday mass. And I began to preach, and her daughter lets out this sigh, almost as in like exasperation. Like, oh. And people around heard her daughter, and everyone kind of looks and turns, and she said, "Well, why did you do that?" "Mom, I've heard this one before." So, a couple of weeks ago Friday, I just finished up the school mass. I went back to my office. I had an appointment that afternoon in San Francisco at 1:30. And I go down once a month to San Francisco to visit with my spiritual director. There's a Dominican priest who lives down there. I've been going to see him for a year, and I have not one single time been on time. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to make it today. 11 o'clock, I'm leaving. So I get back to my office. It's about 9:30, and I close the door. And whenever I close the door, it's a clear signal to my secretary, Barbara. "Barbara, don't let anybody in. No phone calls unless it's an emergency." So I walk in, turn my computer on, I sit down in my chair, and I hear the phone ring in her office. And I go, "Oh, please, Lord, not today." And sure enough, she knocks my door. "Father, I think you've got to take this one." And so I pick up, and it's a gentleman whom I've met maybe a couple of times. He lives out in Auburn. And he says, "Father, this is so-and-so." He said, "I'm not sure if you remember me." I said, "Yeah, sure." He said, "You know, there's a special request that I wanted to make of you, if you don't mind." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "There's a woman whom I work with who is, she was raised with no religion whatsoever, and her grandmother has just been admitted into a care home. She has a very short time left to live. She is interested in the Catholic faith, and I think it would help a lot if you went and visited her grandmother." And he said, "And actually, as strange as it might sound, her father requested that a Catholic priest go to visit his mother." And I said, "Okay, sure, is the woman Catholic?" He said, "Well, no, she's not." I said, "Well, is she Christian?" "No." I said, "Well, why do they want a priest to go visit her?" He said, "Father, I'm not sure." And I said, "Okay, well, is she conscious?" "No." And I gotta say, to my own shame, I'm thinking, you know, any priest could have gone and done this. Like, why'd you have to call me today? But I said, "Okay, sure, I'll do it." I said, where is this care home?" He said, "Well, you've got to call her. I don't know." He gives me her phone number. I give her a call, and there's no answer. I leave a message, and I get to work. An hour goes by. And at this point, there's no way I could go. And this woman calls, and she confirms all the information. Her grandmother grew up with no faith whatsoever, didn't pass on any faith to her children or family. And I said, is your grandmother, would she be responsive if I went to see her?" And she said, "Father, she's been through numerous strokes in the last 2 weeks. I highly doubt it. If you would just go and say some prayers for her." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Can I go later in the day? I really don't have time this morning." And she said, yeah, I think so long as you went today, everything would be okay. So I'm trying to figure out in my head, because I'm going to San Francisco, I had a renewal of vows at 6 p.m. So I'm thinking, if I leave San Francisco at 3 o'clock, I'll hit rush hour, maybe I could swing by that care home. I leave San Francisco at 3 o'clock, and I couldn't believe it. No traffic whatsoever. I've never made that drive at that time and not hit traffic. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is God's will. So I'm driving back. I get to Sacramento, and there's a little bumper-to-bumper traffic for about 10 minutes. Someone had gotten in a car accident. And so I'm nearing, and I'm thinking, Lord, really, what, right now? And all of a sudden, it occurred to me, you know, with 10 minutes, I could pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for this woman. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Chaplet of Mercy. Our Lord Jesus Christ, last century, appeared to a Polish nun named St. Faustina, and he entrusted this new devotion to the church. And he said, anyone for whom you offer this chaplet, I will stand between that person and my Heavenly Father on their deathbed as a merciful Savior. I will one more time offer that person mercy. And so I think, gosh, I'll do it, sure. So I start to pray. I pray that chaplet. I arrive at the hospital. I go in, and they escort me to this woman's room. And I get in there, I kneel down, or I sit down on the bed. And she's probably 85 or 90 years old, and I call out. Her name's Laura. I said, Laura, are you there? Nothing. And I wasn't expecting anything. So I said a little loud, Laura, hello, Laura, are you there? Nothing. And all of a sudden it occurs to me, you know, I got to give this my best effort. This woman's at the very end, so I shake her a little. Laura, are you there? And her eyes start to flicker. And she opens her eyes, and I said, Laura, my name's Father Leatherby. I'm a Catholic priest. And before I could get another word out, as soon as I said I'm a Catholic priest, she just turns her head in disdain. I said, Laura, the only reason that I am here is because your son asked that I come and say some prayers for you. I said, Laura, can I ask you a question? Are you a Christian woman? And she nodded her head yes. And I thought, oh my goodness, they said she had no religion whatsoever. I said, Laura, have you been baptized? And she shook her head no. And I thought, oh my goodness, God is giving this woman the opportunity to be baptized, the grace of baptism before she dies. I said, Laura, would you like to be baptized? And she vehemently shook her head no. As if to say, no, I've never wanted to, and I never will. And I thought, oh my gosh, she is going to reject this gift that God is giving to her. In the moment, I wanted to scream out and be like, are you crazy? Do you realize what you're doing? But I thought that might not help to open her heart. So I went, you know, interiorly, and I began to invoke the Holy Spirit. And I said, Holy Spirit, you have got to come now. Mother Mary, intercede for this woman with all the angels and saints. And all of a sudden, this woman's hands began to shake. And she began to let out these groans, as if there was some interior conflict taking place in her soul. And then she started to try to talk. And there was just this little wisp of a voice. And so much so that I had to put my ear right down to her lips. And this is what she was saying. She said, Father, where is God? Where is He? And I said, Laura, God is in heaven, and He wants you to be there with Him for all eternity. I said, Laura, do you want to go to heaven? And she shook her head yes. And I said, Laura, our Lord Jesus Christ said, unless one is born again of water and the Holy Spirit, unless one is baptized, they cannot enter the kingdom of God. I said, Laura, can I baptize you? And she shook her head yes. And I went over that sink as soon as I could to grab that water and came back. And as I baptized her, my eyes welled with tears, and I thought, the incredible love that God has for every single human being. That He would at the very end of... That woman, she died 5 days later. What happened to her? She went straight to heaven without a doubt. Because when a person is baptized, not only are their sins cleansed, but any punishment due to sin, it's all gone. That woman, who might not have known God her entire life, went straight to heaven. There was a woman a few days ago. I was celebrating the 8 o'clock Mass here. And after Mass, she approached me, and she's not a parishioner, a presentation. And she came up and she said, "Father, would you have a few minutes to go grab a cup of coffee?" And I said, "Sure, no problem." She said, "You know, I'm having some real struggles in my faith." And so we drove over to Fulton Avenue, Noah's Bagels. And when we get there, she said, "Father, you know, I just don't get what is the point, and who really cares what religion a person is? You know, why does it even matter? Why would I be Christian as opposed to something else? You know, doesn't God in the end, doesn't all he care about is that we're good, that we try to live good lives?" My brothers and sisters, what is the difference? Our Lord Jesus Christ said to Zacchaeus today, "Today's salvation has entered your house," because our Lord Jesus Christ is salvation. He is the Savior of the world. There is no other person that can take away our sins. And he has given all of us this gift to share in his redemption, and he calls us to be his hands and his feet and his eyes in the world to touch other souls and lead them to him. May we do our part to lead others to salvation.